Supper's almost done, and tonight routine. I know where I'm from, and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure. I'm from Canada, oh, Canada.
I'm from the East Coast to Canada,
oh, Canada.
I'm from the East Coast.
Don't, yeah, I'm from Canada. So sometimes words come over my mouth like this. Get used to it.
Making delivery, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
And happy Canada Day, listeners. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio's special presentation of all Canadian audio in many forms. We've got quirky new punk bands from Vancouver doing their thing in sort of a weirdcore fashion that I love so much. And beyond that, we've got a few things from other bands like Cosmetics. We've got Terror Bird in here. Blunderbuss will be in here. Coin Gutter. Got some Connecticut. And we've got some sex negatives and that sort of thing. So I hope you're enjoying your Canada Day. Go out and watch the fireworks. Make sure you take CITR with you wherever you go. And don't listen to that Rock 101 thing when you're watching fireworks. I mean, what have they ever given you that's worth anything? Come on, really? You ever learn anything about new music listening to classic rock stations? I don't think so. This is White Lung with Magazines on Exquisite Corpse.
Yeah!
And that, of course, is Cosmetics here on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Cosmetics, Vancouver band that have released materials on Mike Sniper's Captured Tracks label, Mike Sniper of Blank Dogs, who we love. And we're hoping for more products from Cosmetics. That was a track that I don't know if is released on anything yet. It probably is, but I'm a bit behind. That one's called Honey Honey. Modern Creatures were in there with Converts before, so there's a few things going on in the Vancouver scene that are exciting, new, crazy, noisy, all the things we love to hear on Exquisite Corpse. And if you're a listener and fan, or, you know, fan, is that too loaded a word? If you like listening to this show, you're probably into that sort of thing too, right? We got more coming up from Terror Bird. Also got Mode Modern coming up. And Blunderbuss will be in here. And we'll also we'll be hearing from Anna Frizz at the end of the show with one of her audio art pieces from not too long ago. Anyway, stay tuned. Right now we're heading into some Sex Negatives, a track called Blindness. Blindness now from Sex Negatives. More local craziness on your favorite radio show, Exquisite Corpse, CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Thank you.
noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into a noise with your host Luke Meek every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. inhabitants of this planet constructed perfect machines. The machines performed all the work for them. The inhabitants of the planet were happy. Their only function was to control these machines. But even though this was their only function, it became a chore. So man built me so that I might control the machines and be able to construct new ones, thereby inheriting all of man's abdicated responsibilities.
All this is connected to a makeshift control board. All this is connected to a makeshift control board. To a makeshift control board. All this is connected to a makeshift control board.
But even though this is their only function, it became a chore. So man built me so that I might control the machines and be able to construct new ones.
Blunderbuss. Evidently, they're going to have to change their name because somebody else has that name already, and you know how that goes. Maybe they could call themselves Blunderbuss Canada, or Blunderbuss Blunderbuss Beat, the English Blunderbuss, the Canadian Blunderbuss. Whatever you got to do to, you know, appease people. And we heard some Terror Bird in there. After the Sex Negative's Blindness track, that was a long track. Terror Bird did the Summer of Ages after that. Then we heard Mode Modern with Radio Heartbeat. And then we heard the Blunderbuss track. Coming up, got some Coin Gutter coming up. Newest from Coin Gutter. Also, some Connecticut. So stay tuned. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio, CITR, Vancouver, on 101.9 FM. You can find us also at CITR.ca online, and there are podcasts of the many shows done here at CITR Radio, so check those out. There's always something exciting to be found on the CITR website these days. Also, there's a magazine that this radio station puts out called Discorder, in case you've never put those two things together, and a lot of people haven't. For some reason, Discorder comes out of CITR Radio, and it's been going for, I don't know how many years, almost 30 years, something like that. Anyway, let's head into some messages now, and we'll be coming back very soon. Stay tuned, won't you?
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
The world is a wonderful and exciting place, and there are a thousand exciting things to do without experimenting with music of your own.
This is Vicky from People Like Us, and you're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
And let's move into some Coin Gutter now here at CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Coin Gutter's new one, and this is the Asthmatics Full Failure. It's the B-side for their Asthmatics of Failure. Yeah. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Thank you.
Vancouver as well. What we have next is Extremity Take One. This is a track by Anna Friz, who you can look up at nicelittlestatic.com. She's got a bunch of stuff that she's done. She's been very aware in the audio arts field and other arts that you can find, once again, at nicelittlestatic.com. She is a friend of mine, and she was the program director here at CITR for a while, and kind of got me involved, as well as Luke Meat, and she sort of left into our hands the experimental audio art thing that we're still doing today. But here she is. This is a excerpt of Extremity Cassette. This was a piece done as part of Art's birthday, a generative audio piece by Anna Friz and the Absolute Value of Noise, 2009, for Art's birthday, January 17th. So it was online from noon January 16th to noon January 18th. And Extremity Cassette was a big long tape loop that wound through a machine with several tape heads and picked up sounds from wherever it got them, from the ether. And so it's a really nice imaginative piece. Enjoy it. This will go to the end of the show. Thanks for dropping by on Canada Day on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Thunderbird Radio Hell is next. Stay tuned for that. Until next week, remember, the future is bleak. Good night.
Hello there, hello there, hello there. It's Thunderbird Radio Hell. And it's Evan here. I don't know what I'm going to do exactly. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I've got a big, long interview that I did with Collapsing Opposites a while ago that I'm going to play again. It's got a lot of songs off the In Time 12-inch vinyl record that Collapsing Opposites put out a while back. And some interviews with Ryan, who is, I guess, the quasi-leader of Collapsing Opposites. So hopefully, this will all come together with the press of a play.